to apply these techniques, we need to separate ourselves from our mind. But if somebody can already do that, then they may not need this. If somebody can't do that, then how will they apply it? See, again, it is like our mind doesn't delude us constantly. We all go through phases. Sometimes we are in Rajoguna, sometimes Tamoguna, sometimes Sattvaguna. So when we are in Sattvaguna, in the mode of goodness, that's time we can introspect. Okay, this is the situation in which I get tempted. So for example, you know, if I have a quarrel with someone, as a relief from that quarrel, I tend to overeat. There is overeating. There is a genre of food, they call it comfort food. So when life makes you uncomfortable, eat comfort food. That is the idea. So comfort food. So people do that. They try to get some relief through food. So if I understand, that is the time when I tend to overeat and that creates problems, then I understand, okay, this has happened. So if at that time we may indulge like that, but afterwards, okay, this is the time which happens. Rather than simply asking, why did I do that? We try to analyze the object. Okay, what happened? This. And then I understand, okay, this is a situation which prompted this. So then I try to chart an alternate value. Okay, when this happens, what can I do? Now when I have a quarrel with someone, maybe instead of going towards overeating or oversleeping or whatever else, maybe, you know, I have this friend, maybe if I call him and I talk with him, and if I plan and tell him in advance, you know, sometimes I may be in trouble and I may need to talk with you urgently, please respond. So then we may plan out an alternative way to deal with it. So it's not that we can constantly identify this is my mind speaking, but it is not that we can never identify it also. We are often in the mode of goodness. See, when we are in the heat of action, at that time we constantly start thinking, this is my mind speaking, we'll become paralyzed. We do have to act in life, but there we also need times when we are more introspective, when we observe, oh okay, this is what happened at that time. So when we are in the mode of goodness, that is the time when we need to plan how I can deal with the mind. And then at that time, when certain things start prompting us, that time if we have thought in advance, then we identify, this is the mind speaking now. Otherwise it is very difficult. But if we have planned in advance, or we have contemplated in advance, analyzed in advance, then if I have eaten enough, if I have slept enough and still I am feeling tired, then sometimes that tiredness may just not be because of actually physical need, it may just be because of mental boredom. So then I recognize, hey, I need to be tired. This is the time when I sleep because of laziness. So that time I may not realize it. But if I have planned it in advance, analyze it, then I recognize. Then maybe, you know, maybe I can talk with someone, maybe I can go for a walk, maybe I can do something else. So that way we can plan. So during the heat of the moment it's difficult. But during other times, when we're in the mode of goodness, we observe and then we learn about how the mind works on us and how we can counter it. Okay. Thank you. Yes, Roji. Yes, come in.
No, I just want to
please
add to this.